This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have your kids ever had to call 911 on accident? Like, had to, but actually called 911, called the police, 314-531-9898. Or if you've ever had an emergency story where you had to call 911 for real, my kids called 911 on accident. I didn't even know that elevators could do this, but apparently it calls like an emergency number.
Oh, that really works.
Huh? That really works, guys. If you're wondering if it works, wow. It works. I didn't think it worked, but we were moving stuff from the storage unit. We had a storage unit from when we got all that rain, and we had to put a bunch of stuff in storage when my basement got flooded and took everything out. So I was like moving stuff from the storage unit this weekend, and so the kids were kind of like running around the storage area. It's super fun for kids. And my daughter gets into the elevator first as I'm like pushing the heavy storage stuff. And I hear she's like pressing the buttons. I don't know why they would ever put like the help button so low, but because she's only like 20 months, so she's like a foot, and she clicks it, and I hear this person go, "Hi, 911. What's your emergency?" And I'm like, "Nothing. My daughter just hit this. I'm so sorry. I'm in an elevator, and I'm okay." But apparently those things work, and I called 911.
Well, that's relieving to know that they work.
Yeah. Good to know that those elevators work.
I've done it twice. One, one on purpose when I hit a deer. I called 911, and apparently that's what you're supposed to do, let people know, hey, there's a deer on the highway.
It has to be the non-emergent line, though, right?
I don't know.
Called the emergency.
Do you say this is not an emergency?
I said it's. I'm like.
And this deer was like his kid, man.
I was like, 911, what's your emergency? I just hit a deer. Here's where it's at. I don't know if it's an emergency or not. I guess you kind of explain it, you know.
And what did they say?
And they said, okay, we'll be right on it. We'll send somebody out to pick that up.
So my daughter waved hi to the lady through the speaker. She's like, hi. I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah, but the other time I called it was I was at my wife's school, and you got to hit 9 to dial out. Okay. So I accidentally hit 911 and just hung up the phone.
What?
And then I was like, oh my God.
You just panicked.
It was an instinct.
At a school,
at
too?
At a school.
So, oh my God,
so
Kev.
About 10 minutes later, the police officer walks in and is like, hey, what's the emergency? And I was like, oh man, I'm sorry I missed out. You know, you're in school.
I wonder how often that happens.
Oh my God.
Yeah. My sister called 911 when we were younger because I was picking my nose.
Really?
And she like had a full conversation with them being like, yeah, it's really gross. Come get her.
Oh, where were the parents at?
I don't know.
She just got the phone and
I think eventually like my parents hopped on.
They're like, oh, sorry. Like,
sorry.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Oh. I was with one of my girlfriends at Six Flags when we were younger, and we were on a ride, and I guess her phone like held down like the button or whatever.
Because like, iPhones would do that if you hold down like the like the volume button or whatever.
Emergency
in case
call.
Like, yes, you can't call it.
And keep in mind, we were on a ride, so there was like yelling.
Oh my
God. So she didn't realize it was like, oh, like she had called until the ride was over. So when she finally like was able to talk, the operator had already heard like yelling and sent out dispatch to Six Flags.
Wow. I guarantee, crazy. When that happens, like the horror, they're probably, you're just shouting, like, okay, something clearly
and
is good.
So then when the operators and like stuff sent people out, they had to show her how to turn that feature off on her phone because they're like, okay, you can't just be bumping your phone and have it call 911.
I don't even put my phone on rides because I'm afraid I'm going to lose it. I'm like the guy who's going to lose it
gosh.
So I always just leave it in like
you
the,
would be the guy who leaves it.
You're not supposed
to
bring it.
Did you lose your phone when we were go-karting?
No, that was my keys.
Oh, your keys. There you go.
Keys, they were like destroyed,
They were literally on the track.
Yes.
I remember that.
Because it happened to
you
me.
You probably called 911 about your like losing your keys at some point along the way.
You got like, you used to call and say Dugan and like prank people.
Well, I've definitely had 911 called on me.
Because of the Dugan thing, you kept calling
prank calls.
Prank calls. They had to call the concert.
They showed right up to my house. I've actually called 911 quite a bit for what? Like things that like actually need to 911. Like
really?
Not too long ago, maybe a month ago, I saw a guy walking down the street with a baseball bat. And he looked like he was like going after a woman, and I called 911.
What?
Like, I do.
Was there a woman near him? Why did you think he was?
Kind of, yeah. Like they were looked like they were a little bit in of an argument.
And,
I was driving.
Wow.
Yeah, and so like I just witness weird stuff. I really do like quite
good for
often.
You for calling, because I feel like some people would get too scared.
And that's
kind
of where I'm going with this. Is like I think a lot of people think, oh well, somebody else is gonna call 911. Like. I am always the person that's like, we'll just call. Like, they don't need to call me back or anything. Like, but right. Let's just at least let them know what's going on. And then over the weekend, actually, do you say it's not an emergency? But there was a motorcycle that was, like, coming down the, like, on the line this weekend.
Oh.
And it literally split me and another car like on the highway and it was doing it a bunch. And so Annie and I were driving. She called 911, but she was like, this isn't an emergency, but told them to kind of set up some police, like the direction the guy was going.
Yep.
We were going down to Chesterfield, like towards the factory. And sure enough, when we were on our way, we saw that they had police like set up on the side of the road, so they listened to us.
They set up a hit because of you.
They did for sure.
Alex, don't play.
I'm here saving lives, you know.
Did your kids accidentally call 911? Did you have to call 911? What's your story? 314-531-9898. It happens to all of us. When did you have to call 911, or when did your kids call 911 while we're commercial free on Y98? If you want to know if those like help buttons inside elevators call an emergency line like 911, they do. My daughter did it. Kids love touching all those buttons on. I feel like kids are like Buddy the Elf when they get into an elevator. Mm-hmm. They want to press every button. And my daughter, who is like 20 months old, I don't know why they make these things for the help button so short, because she just reached up and pressed it while I was at like a storage unit. So I had like, you know, stuff in front of me, like boxes and stuff. And she was over by the buttons and just pressed it. And they're like, 911, what's your emergency? Not that I'm good. My emergency is I'm trying to take care of a 20-month-old. God help me. So when did your kids accidentally press 911? When did you have to call 911? 314-531-9898.
Cassie texted in and said that she didn't exactly call 911, but she was in Chicago one time and lifted the cover for the emergency shutoff button on an escalator. And she said there was big noise in the hotel and it was turned off for the rest of the day.
Oh,
that's embarrassing.
That is a whole so place just watches you as like the elevator goes, it just stops.
We actually got a text about a family member on the show. It says AB's mom called 911 after she set her vacuum cleaner on fire.
Oh.
Apparently, she decided to vacuum up fireplace embers that were still warm.
Oh, wow.
Did you know that, AB?
I did know that happened.
Really?
Yeah. She had to throw it outside because it was snowing, so she threw it outside in the
snow.
Just
like get this thing out of the house.
Yeah.
That's like something you'd see like in a cartoon or something like that. Carol, who called 911 for you?
A friend of mine's dad lives in a nursing facility, and this just happened a couple weeks ago. His dad called 911, and the police showed up. So we just thought it was kind of interesting that why would they show up there without checking to make sure if something was wrong? And then he brought it to his dad's attention. He goes, why did you call 911? He goes, I don't want to talk about it.
It was funny, like a personal call. We were talking. Right, sometimes you get, you know, those people at those old nursing homes, they get lonely. They just call the emergency line and talk to them.
Somebody turned off Matlock and I'm angry.
Carol, someone called 911, or Angie, someone called 911. It was your daughter. How old was she?
I think 2 or 3. She's 18 now, so it was a while ago.
Okay.
And my husband was a city police officer at the time, and we lived in the city of St. Louis. I did not know she called 911 and hung up. All of a sudden, there's a knock on my door. I look out the window, and it's 2 police officers. Ooh. So, of course, my heart drops. My neighbor's cutting the grass.
He stops
and comes over to see if we're okay, because we thought something happened to my husband in the line of duty, and they were all like, we had a 911 hang up, and I was like, oh, my gosh, you just scared me to death. Like, my heart was racing. I almost passed out. And they're like, we should have called back. We did not realize that. We normally call back, but it happened a few times, so we just came out.
I'm going to be honest. I didn't even know they called back. I thought, like,
I didn't know they called back
either.
Yeah,
like, they just call you back and see, like, now they probably text you back, like, with an emoji.
Yeah.
Like,
you good?
You good? You're like, good. Thumbs up or thumbs down? Like, do we need to come out or not? Who knew? Well, I'm glad everything was okay and it was just your 3-year-old scaring the crap out of you.
Yes.
We appreciate you and your husband, what he does every single day, putting his life on the line for duty.